begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachos daf Chavav. We begin in Amud Aleph. We begin the Tesis Divrei Maaseh. Tesis begins with the words of the Gemara Sefer Torah regarding the laws of the Torah scroll. Then Oisel Mechita. Then one has to make a partition, which Tesis comes to qualify that halacha actually applies also to Chumashim, that requires a partition of 10 Tfachim, whereas other Svarim do not require that. And that refers to what the Gemara said from Shuman Levi, that if a house has a Sefer Torah, one has to make a partition 10 Tfachim. It's not enough to make like other things like Tefillin, the Kli B'Tech Kli, if one wants to have marital relations. Now, that's only provided that if he doesn't have another room where to put it. Now, Taisa says, V'davke Sefer Torah. Now, this law requiring a partition is specifically a Sefer Torah. And V'gam B'chumashim, also regarding Chumashim, Yesh L'hach Mekuma B'Sefer Torah, one should also be stringent like a Sefer Torah. Av B'Shar Svarim, but regarding other Svarim, other books, then Dayin B'Kis V'Alma, that is enough, as the Gemara previously said, regarding putting in the covering, that would be enough of a protection. But regarding Sefer Torah and Chumashim, one would require a Mechitza of Asar. Hanulach Mishem Mesu, we shall return to the third parak, Mesechtas Brachas, of Perek Mishamese with Taisis, and with that we continue on to the fourth Perek Tfilas HaShachar. We begin with Taisis Divrei Maaseh, the words of the Mishnah, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzais B'chulu, that the prayer in the morning of Shachar is up until noontime, etc. And Tfilas HaMincha Ad Erev, and Tfilah of the Mincha, the afternoon prayer, is up until the evening. Now Taisis comes to qualify, first of all, that the time of Musaf is the entire day, and also why did the Tana pick to choose and discuss the tefillah of Mincha before it discussed the tefillah of Musaf? That is the Mishnah, as our Tosfos is quoting from, that brings from the Tanakhama that the prayer of Shacharis is up until noontime, whereas Rabbi Huda, which is as we rule, is up until 4 hours into the day. Mincha is up until the evening. Rabbi Huda says up until Plaga Mincha. Now, Tzvilas Meir, it says, has no set time. It could be all night long. And that of Musaf is the entire day. So Taisa wonders, Vimtema, and if one's going to say, Amai leketanega b'tfilas amincha, why didn't we use the same terminology when we're talking about the tefillah of mincha and say that it's kalayim, it's all day, k'megab b'tfilas amusaf, like the prayer of Musaf, because it's all day up until the evening. So why b'musaf did we use the terminology kalayim, whereas by mincha we don't say that. We only say it's ara erev. So, says Taiz B'Hashem, what you could say is, although, yes, regarding up until when they're the same, that it's all day up until the evening, but this Zman Musaf, and the difference is that the prayer time of Musaf, who kolayim, it's literally the whole day, afila mishachris, even all the way from the early morning. And the reason is, shari karbanos yachal lahakriv, because we know that the prayers are correlated to that of the karbanos. And karbanos yachal lahakriv, a person could already bring sacrifices, miyad achar tamen, after the daily sacrifice in the morning. Simkin, if that's the case, says Taisus, gam tefillas musaf, and also the prayer of musaf, yachal espal, miyad min habayka. You could already daven already early in the morning, right after you daven shachas. So you could say it early in the morning, mashaykib mincha, whereas that's not the same way by the afternoon prayer, because that's ele meshe shoy semechta, that's only 6.5 hours into the day, which on the perfect day would be from 12:30 on. Therefore, they're not the same thing. Although they're the same all day up until when, but from when, only Musaf is the entire day, unlike Mincha. And Tosfos proves this, because B'hacha Nami B'Perakama De Avodas Gelulim. In the first parak of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Dav Dalam Abayis, the Gemara tells an interesting halacha. It says, La'litzli Inish Tzlusa De Musaf, and the person should not pray the prayer of Musaf, but Tzlash Shoy Kamais in the first 3 hours of the day, Beresh Shata in the beginning of the year, meaning on Rosh Hashanah, B'yachid V'chulu when he's davening by himself, because then they might analyze that's a time when there's strict judgment, and if he's davening by himself, they might analyze his judgment. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah, one shouldn't be davening his Musaf, which is talks about the Malchi, Zachrin, the Shepherd, that he shouldn't daven in the first 3 hours of the day. But says Teis Zama, what you see is B'shayim Meis Hashanah, but every other day of the year, besides Rosh Hashanah, Yachal Espal, you could daven Musaf even early in the morning, and again, therefore, that's why it's different than that of Mincha, because Mincha is up until the evening, but it doesn't have the morning part. Now, Tosfos comes to answer a question where he continues. He says, now, Lahachi Maktim. Now, the reason why the Tana goes and discusses first in our Mishnah, Tfilas HaMincha, it first discusses the halachic framework and timing of Mincha, Letfilas HaMusaf, and before that of Musaf. Now, Tosfos for warning a question. We just said that the prayer of Musaf is earlier already from the morning, and Mincha is only from the afternoon, so we should have said Tfilas HaMusaf and then gone to Mincha because we're going in order of the day. Says Taisis, the reason why we said Tfilas Mincha before Tfilas HaMusaf is Mishum Shehi Tadir B'chol Yayim, because there's the consistency of every single day that we pray Mincha, therefore we mentioned it first. You're right, although that in order the prayer of Musaf on that day comes first because it starts from the beginning of the day, but still we mention Mincha first because it's a daily prayer in contrast to Musaf. Now, continuing the next Taiz, the Bimaschel, Taiz begins with the words of the Gemara, Tov Leispal Arvis. If someone made an error and he didn't daven Ma'ariv, So Mespal b'Shachris time, the halacha is that he should daven Shachris two times, which Tosfos comes to qualify, first of all, that even though we mention in the Gemara that the tefillah of Arvis is Rishus, it doesn't mean it's totally voluntary, and if a person doesn't have to, he shouldn't just not daven Ma'ariv. And additionally, that the halacha is that you can't make up a prayer that you missed only in the following prayer, but not after two tefillahs. That is, the Gemara brought that if a person, as our Tosfos quotes, made a mistake and they didn't daven Ma'ariv, so the next day he davened Shachris two times, and the second one is to make up for the Ma'ariv that he missed the previous night. Now Tosfos asks to take a second look, because he says, "V'in time, if someone's going to say, how do we understand this halacha in light of Omer Rav Lekaman?" Rav tells us later on, that Tfilas Arvis Rishus, the prayer of Ma'ariv, is voluntary. Not like the other opinion that holds it's obligatory. It's voluntary. Now, B'kayim Len Kavasei B'Yisur, Tosfos says, the halacha is, we rule like Rav regarding prohibitory law. So he says it's a Rishus. So how do we understand our halacha that if you forget Ma'ariv, you have to repeat Shachris two times? What do you mean you don't have to daven Ma'ariv? So okay, you'll daven fine. But to make up, where do we find that on something of Rishus, you're going to do a makeup tefillah? Void Kasha, a similar type of a question, Tosfos asks, the Amal Kamon. Gemara later on, the Vlaman of Beis tells us the following halacha. Someone made a mistake. And by Ma'ariv at night time, he didn't say Yal v'yavi, which you're supposed to say on Rish Chodesh. So halacha is, we don't make him say over the Shemayin Esrei. Why not? Although generally when you forget Yal v'yavi, it's like you didn't daven, you have to say over. But at night time, anyways, we don't sanctify the new moon at the night time. So it's like not really an obligation of saying Yal v'yavi at the night time of Ma'ariv. So therefore, if you forgot to say Yal v'yavi at Ma'ariv specifically, you don't have to repeat it over. So as Tosfos, a similar question as he's asking in our Gemara, V'lom alei ha'itayma, why do you need the reason that you don't have to repeat over Ma'ariv? Because Yal v'yavi is not really essential at Ma'ariv time, because you're not really mekadosh the chodesh at night time. Typically, the Tosar versus Rishus, a very simple reasoning. Because Ma'ariv is a voluntary, so although you're going to daven it, but to repeat over because you forgot something about it, we wouldn't require. So those are two questions based on the halacha on the next daf of Chav Zayim Abayz that seems to say Arvis is Rishus. So Yishlem Tosfos says, essentially reinforcing our Gemara and the Gemara later in the of Lamed, Yishlem, what you could say is that how does mina detvilas Arvis Rishus? This is that we say that Ma'ariv is a Rishus, is voluntary. Says Tosfos, it's not a blanket Rishus. It means in regards to a different mitzvah that you have an opportunity to do v'yoveris, and that's a mitzvah that's passing by, and you wouldn't be able to do it. The other mina, then we say titcha tefillas arvis mipaneh. Then you're going to reject the prayer of Ma'ariv in regards and contrast to that other mitzvah which you're not going to be able to do it. So for that we consider Ma'ariv as rishus. But says teis avlechinim, but for nothing, ein li levatala, of course you can't just go ahead and abolish and nullify the Ma'ariv prayer. And therefore, yes, if you made a mistake, you didn't daven Ma'ariv, of course you have to daven over Shachris two times. And that's why also we have to tell you that if you didn't say Yal v'yavi at nighttime, you don't have to say it over because you're not mekadosh the chodesh b'layla. But regards to rishus, no, it really is a chiyuv. It just means rishus in regards to other mitzvahs. Now, says teis miu, however, another important qualification with halacha of our Gemara, someone made a mistake and didn't daven Ma'ariv, that we said he has to daven Shachris over two times, but says Tosfos im Icher ad haMincha. If let's say he delayed davening the Ma'ariv all the way till when it's already time for Mincha, nira de avir zmanay bitl karbana. That's what the halacha concept known as. You already lost the time. You already lost the ability to bring that sacrifice because kibin shashah kol kach. Since you delayed so long, ula achar beis tefillas, and after two prayers le mitzina shetikna chacham, we didn't find that the sages instituted lavsa lespalim shachar to go ahead and daven over if you forgot. And Tosfos proves the idea, because if I fill a tefillah achas, even after one prayer, it's also not such a simple thing. It's because, as the Gemara tells in Bitl B'mezid, if a person deliberately didn't daven, lo yochel l'sakan, he cannot fix that. U'besamach, and shortly, currently, the Gemara is going to call it mu'ubis lo yochel l'iskan. This is something crooked that cannot be straightened out. So although that they said after one tefillah, if you did it by mistake, that you could, but not after two prayers, then we don't allow one to make it up anymore. It's only after one tefillah. Here the next taste is the Rimasra. It begins with the words of the Gemara. Iboilu did the following question. Tav lo yispal tefillas mincha b'chulu. So though we had the halacha in the Gemara regarding other prayers, but the Gemara wanted to know what's the halacha with mincha, which today is coming to qualify, but we never had such a question regarding musaf, and that it's obvious that there's no tashlumin for musaf. And that if the Gemara had a question, what's if you made a mistake and didn't have a mincha? What's halacha now, the next prayer of Ma'ariv, to daven two times. What's the question? If you're going to say we found in the Brisa, you didn't daven Ma'ariv, so you daven Shachris two times. Yeah, that's because they're this Tashlumin, because it's halachically one day. It starts at night, and the next morning is still part of the same halachic day. But over here, since we know that the Tefillahs are in place of the Karbanos, do we say that once the day of the Karban passes, going to Ma'ariv, it's the next halachic day, so bottle of Avir Yom, a bottle of Karbanos? Or maybe they say, no, since prayer is considered mercy, it's beseeching, so therefore never one wants to, at least by the next Tefillah, Kedavan, which is how the Gemara concludes. But one thing Taisa says is, but loy bayi, but the Gemara does not ask the question, which is also not mentioned in the Braisa, im tov lo yispal tefillas musaf. If someone made an error and didn't daven the tefillah of musaf, why didn't the Gemara ask over there, can you make it up when you pass the day and you're by Ma'ariv time? Says Taisis, no, the Havadi ain't a Mispal Arvis. The reason why it wasn't asked is because you most definitely cannot be Mispal Ba'arvis by Ma'ariv, a second tefillah to make up for musaf. Because hey, Yikr, Esar Karbonis. How could you go and recite what's Musaf? Musaf is the additional Karbonis. Like for Avazma Musaf, this is already passed already the times of it. It's the next day by a regular prayer. It's the same generic prayer. It's just, but it's supposed to be from that day, so you can make it up the next day. But over here, you already, how can you say the Karbonis? It doesn't apply anymore, those, the time of the Musaf. Now, Vagam, moreover, as Taisa strengthens this idea, says, Leitiknu Sheva Bracha Shal Musaf, the whole inception of this idea of making the seven blessings of the Tevilah of Musaf was Elam Shem, that was only because of the Pasuk with Neshama Parmesav Aseinu, which we translate as, that we're going to complete our bull sacrifices with our lips, by saying the Karbon, it's like as if we were sacrificed it. Now, Ubezev Adin says Taisa, and here in this case, where it's already the next halachic day, of Azman, the Bota Karbon, they for sure applies if the time passed, the Karbon is already nullified, because it's already not that Yom Tov anymore, it's already not that Rosh Chodesh, it's already a different day. Obviously, you're not going to be able to say it, and therefore we never had such a question. Of a Shar Tefillahs, the whole discussion was only regarding other Tefillahs, like we had regarding Mincha, Terachmin, where that's beseeching mercy. Says, and if only a person would pray the entire day, and there the Enkan here it doesn't apply over Zmanoi, that he already lost its time between Acheres by another prayer, because even if it's a different day, who cares? It's still the element of beseeching mercy, and therefore that's why the Gemara discussed regarding Mincha, but never had a question regarding Musaf. There, it's obvious that you're not going to have the halacha of Tashlumin of making it up. Now we continue Tamid Beis. We continue with the next Taisa. The Maschat Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara. Tov leisbal mincha be'erev Shabbos. If someone made a mistake and they didn't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos on Friday afternoon, b'chulu, etc., which the Gemara discusses that case, and also a similar case of tov leisbal mincha b'Shabbos. If someone made an error and he didn't daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon, mispal erev shtayim, then he's going to daven ma'ariv two times. Which Taisa comes to qualify that doesn't make sense to do a prayer of hashlama of making up when you're not really going to gain anything. You're not going to do a different tefillah when you're doing your tashlumin. Which is that the Gemara brought a braisa, as our Taisus is quoting these cases, if someone made a mistake and they didn't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. So like we said, it says he davens Ma'ariv two times, and he davens both the Shabbos davening. The first one for Ma'ariv, and the second one to make up for the mincha of Erev Shabbos, which was the prayer before that he missed. Similarly, if let's say he made a mistake and they didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, so Matzah Shabbos, he davens two weekday Shemayna Esrays. So Taisus says, this that we said, that if someone makes a mistake and he doesn't daven the Shabbos mincha, that he davens the Matzah Shabbos two tefillahs of chayil. Taisa explains, the Hainu, that's talking about Shal Matzah Shabbos, that of the Matzah Shabbos davening, where Umav the Berushayna, he makes Havdalah by the first Ma'ariv tefillah that he's saying, B'chulu, etc., which is really like the Gemara says, that first you daven the first one, you make Havdalah, not the second one, because the second one's only really Tashlumin for the mincha of Shabbos. So that, and that's essentially what the Gemara says. Now, but relating back to these halachas, the Taisus brings the following discussion. Kasar Rebbein Yehuda. The Rebbein Yehuda writes, Im tov lehisker rish chedish b'mincha. What's the case if someone makes a mistake and he doesn't mention yala v'yavai on the mincha of rish chedish, where the halacha is, not like Ma'ariv, that one has to daven over again. But let's say someone forgot to daven over the mincha. So now he already missed the mincha, and it's like he didn't daven it, because he didn't say Yalva Yavi, which that's integral. So says Rabbein Yehuda, Lo yisval oid balala by Rosh Chodesh. No, you're not going to daven over another time to daven Ma'ariv two times to make up for the mincha you didn't do on Rosh Chodesh. He says, why not? Isn't this the halacha we say of Tashlumin? He says, because the lama yisval oid, what would be the purpose of davening another time? Harikfar yisval kol tefillas ha-mincha mibad yom. You already daven a full Shemayna Esrei on mincha on Rosh Chodesh. Levad Rosh Chodesh lehiska. What's the one thing that you didn't say? You didn't mention Yalav Yavai. So, okay, so it's like you didn't daven. But im kein emar veich klum, but you're not going to gain anything im yachz beis baal b'matz Rosh Chodesh. You're going to go ahead and daven over another time after Rosh Chodesh, which is the next day by the nikfil of by Myrim, because harei lo yaskir oi tefillas Rosh Chodesh. You're not mentioning anyone the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh. You're not mentioning the yalvi yalvi by Myrim, and the yotchaz kvar espal, and you already said Shemayna Esrei. So therefore, there's no point davening over again. Yes, you didn't fulfill, but what are you going to gain now by doing Teshlumen? You're saying Shemayna Esrei yalvi yalvi. You already did that on the afternoon when you didn't say yalvi yalvi, and therefore it says there's no point here. You're not going to have the tefillah of Teshlumen. And he qualifies. He says because of blei dami lohada amahacha. This is not similar to our Gemara's discussion over here, which recorded in the Tais Devi Maslam regarding Tavli, his Baal Mincha B'Shabbos. The case was, if someone made a mistake, and he didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So he said, the halacha is, the Mispal Arvis B'Chol Shtayim. So he davens Meir two times, Pirish, Shal Chol. Both of them are weekday Shemayin Esrei's. So wait, isn't that the same thing? So there also, he's not saying the tefillah that he's supposed to say from the previous day. Says Taisus, no, because says Rabbi Yehuda, that's different. Mishum Shaloy Yisbal Klal, they were talking about in the case of our Gemara, the person didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos. Simkein, if that's the case, at least Yarvich Tfilas Yatches, at least he's going to gain the Shemayna Esrei, Kishm Yisbal B'Matzah Shabbos, when he's going to daven Matzah Shabbos. Ava Pishle Asker Shal Shabbos, you're right, although he's not going to be mentioning Shabbos on Matzah Shabbos, so, but at least he's gaining something that he's davening, and he forgot that. He forgot to daven Shemayin Esrei at all. At least he'll gain the actual Shemayin Esrei itself. In contrast to this case over here, where the person already davened Shemayin Esrei. The only thing he's repeating is because he forgot to mention Yalav Yavah. Now, if he didn't mention Yalav Yavah, what would be the point of davening over again? Because anyways, now when he's davening over, it's going to be the same exact tefillah without Yalav Yavah. So that's no point. But in the case of our Gemara, of course there's a point. You're right. You're not davening the full tefillah that you missed out. You're not saying the Shabbos davening on Matzah Shabbos. And, of course, you have to daven on Shabbos, the Shabbos davening. But at least you'll gain the Shemayin Esrei that you missed, in contrast to the case of Rosh Chodesh. Now, continuing on this theme, Taiz Ezvim, tell me if you're going to say, wait a second, Valoi, but when someone made an error in the halacha of our Gemara, and they didn't daven the Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, which is saying, so on Matzah Shabbos, he davens 2 weekday Shemayin Esreis, but Valoi, who mispal, yoysim mashu chayv lispal, but he's davening more than what he's supposed to daven. Why? What was the mincha that he missed? He missed a Shabbos mincha, which only has 7 brachas. And now he's davening Shemayin Esrei because he's saying he's davening 2 mayrims. But that's more than what he's supposed to daven. It's 11 more brachas. So it's Taisin, that's not a problem. That's not a concern. And the truth is, and this is a Gemara, the truth is, on Shabbos, a person's really supposed to daven all Shemayin Esrei brachas. The sages didn't require it because of the effort put in, and because of Kavod Shabbos, they didn't make a person daven so many brachas. But really, there is such an intrinsic obligation. So nimtza, like we said before, so it comes at shemevich kol tefillasa. You do gain your prayer, even though it's not a Shabbos davening, when you daven 2 mayrivs on Matzah Shabbos, because you didn't daven any Shabbos davening by mincha. But when you daven Shemayin Esrei on Mincha Rish Chodesh, you just didn't mention Yalav Yavi, Kvar Hispal, you already davened the Shemayin Esrei. And says Rabbi Yehuda, you're not going to gain anything in Mispal, but Matzah Rish Chodesh, if you can daven another Tefun Rish Chodesh, because what are you gaining? Shemayin Esrei already said Shemayin Esrei, but there's no point, there's no Teshlumin in that case. And the Gemara says, the same thing applies in Mispal, but Mincha B'Shabbos. A similar case to that of a Gemara, but different, fundamental, based on what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. If someone did daven Shabbos afternoon mincha, but he didn't daven the regular one, Yutchesh Shleimis, instead he forgot. He davened a weekday Shemayin Esrei of 18 brachas. V'lehizkir shel Shabbos, and he didn't mention Shabbos in the mincha prayer. So though that has not fulfilled the obligation because you have to mention Shabbos, but it says again, Rabbi Yehuda, Nira, it would seem the lematzah Shabbos, lo yisbal shtayim. No, he wouldn't daven 2 cases. It's different than that of our Gemara. As Rabbi Yehuda was saying, because the kfar is bal yud b'chaz brachas, because he already mentioned the 18 brachas, and when he's going to daven 2 mayrivs, he's not going to mention Shabbos anyway, so he's not going to gain anything what he's going to repeat over, and therefore, based on Rabbi Yehuda's logic, in that case, one's not going to daven over of 2 matzah Shabbos davenings, because he already had the actual Shemayin Esrei by Shabbos afternoon, again, although that wasn't a fulfillment of his obligation, but you're not gaining anything by the tashlumen. Now, Tosfos brings a miu, however, b'rav alfas le'mashmakin. However, the riff, it sounds like, is not like the way we said to Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, yeah, even though you're not going to gain anything, you'd still have to daven over another time because ultimately you didn't fulfill your obligation. So now, although you're not adding anything different, but the new one you're going to say is ultimately a proper prayer because at this time it is just the Shemayna Esrei. And therefore he requires one to say over again. And Mazel L'Shayne Shekasim, and Taisa brings, because the wording that he writes, Ahad Kama, based on our sugi over here, he writes as our Gemara does, and the Rif is a Paisik, he writes the halacha of our Gemara as follows. He writes, Shemavdil B'Rishayna, we said that when you forget Shabbos Mincha, you have to daven two Mayers and a Matzah Shabbos. It's not really two Mayers. The second one is making up for the Mincha that was lost. So Shemavdil B'Rishayna, so you make Abdullah in the first one, and Ve'ein Amavdil B'Shniya, and you don't make Abdullah in the second one, because the first one is the Mayriv, and the second one is making up Mincha from Shabbos. Now, but the Gemara says, as the Riv quotes, Vim lo Hivdil B'Rishayna, but let's say he did not make Abdullah by the first Tefillah. Ve'hivdil B'Shniya, made by the second one, Abdullah. So then Shniya also, like, the second prayer is valid. Rishayna loy also, like, the first one's not valid. Why? Because the Boyle, like, Dumit Tefillah Shniya, because he should have had the second prayer, which is the one he made Abdullah in, that's the one that's supposed to be Bereisha first, because he chayva, because that's the obligatory one, which is supposed to be done in this appropriate time, and not first at Teshlumen. Now, the Kivin Duli Abdul Bereisha, since he did not make Abdullah by the first prayer, Vavdul Bebasraisa, and he made Abdullah by the second one, so Goli Daiti is obviously revealing his intention, Tahach Basraisa, he chayva, that the second one is his obligatory one, because that's the one, again, that is really the Mayib, that's the one you're making Abdullah for. So Hilkir, therefore, Baila Mahadubal, it's Luya Zimna Achrita, therefore you have to go over and daven over a second time again to make up for the tashlumen of the tefillah of mincha, so that you're going to have now the way you're doing it, when you're doing it over again, you're going to be first doing the obligatory one, which is Mayrv first, Bereisha, because you're the second one is now your first one, and then your third one is becoming your second one. Now brings the Rif, the Avdu B'Tavayim. But let's say he made Abdullah by both of them. He doesn't realize, he just says over the same Mayrv again without the Chenatanu. So Avgav Delemi Bayle Lamebrach, even though he doesn't have to do this, he's not supposed to, because the second one is not really a Mayrv. He already did Abdullah once, but Lay Mechoyiv Ladur, you're not going to have to go ahead and daven over again, because ultimately the first one was a proper one. The second one is also valid after the fact. Now, V'iloy Avdullah Philip Chadmehan, and let's say you didn't make Abdullah in either one of them. So Lay Madrin Lay, then you're not going to make him do it over again, because the Tanya like learned in a Braisa. If someone made an error and he didn't say Atachenatanu Abdullah in the bracha of Chenatas, in Machzir, they say we don't make him say it over again. Because he could say Abdullah by the case like we do by what we call Abdullah. So therefore, that's not a problem about the first tefillah. That still will be considered the appropriate tefillah b'shaite. And the second one that you also didn't make Abdullah will be the one that's tashlumen for the mincha of Shabbos. Atkan l'shayne. Up until here is the wording of the Rif. Says Taisis, but Amo, one thing that we see is that where a person made Havdalah by the second one, and not by the first one, the Matzuch L'Spal Zimnachrit, we see that the Rif rules, that one has to go ahead and daven over again, a third prayer, Avagav Shalei Yachzav Yispal Pam Shnei, even though now when he's going to daven over again, he's not saying Yisim B'Rishayna, he's not saying any more than he did by the first one, which he didn't make the Havdalah, which was supposed to be the one for the one that is to Tashlumen. It was just wrongly done. Okay, so you're going to repeat it over again, but what are you doing? You're not saying anything more than you did the first time. So obviously you see that doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, you didn't fulfill your obligation, and even though you're going to be doing the same thing again, you have to go ahead and do it over again. And therefore, says Taisus, the same thing would be for the cases of Rabbeinu Yehuda, where if a person didn't mention Yalav Yavai by Mincha, he has to daven over again Mayrv two times, even though he's not going to say anything more than he said the first time. And so too, let's say someone daven by Shabbos, a weekday Mincha, he would have to repeat over again by Matzah Shabbos a second time. Kacha Yenira Laharav Reb Moshe Ma'alavar Mitoch Lashna Alfalsi. That's how he understands from the wording of the Rif that one would have to go ahead and repeat over and do a Tashlumen of a prayer, even though he's not really going to be saying anything more than he did the first time when it wasn't valid. Now we continue with the next taste of the Bremaschel. Taste begins with the word of the Gemara, Kasha, that it's a difficulty. And taste comes to explain, why didn't the Gemara answer the question that this, that we say you have to go ahead and daven over again when you didn't make Havdalah, is talking about if it was before they instituted the obligation of saying Havdalah on the cup of wine. That is, the Gemara brought that if someone made an error and he didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos, so he has to daven Matzah Shabbos 2 weekday Shemayna Esrei. And he makes Abdullah by the first one and not by the second one. Let's say he made Abdullah by the second one and not by the first one. So the second one is now going to be the, quote-unquote, the first one, the Mayrv one. And the first one is not valid. So the Gemara asks on that, is that to say because he didn't make Abdullah by the first one, so it's like as if he didn't daven, and therefore it's not valid, and he has to go ahead and daven over again, and that becomes the second one, becomes the first one, now the third one has to be the second one? But we learn the Brice that says that if someone made a mistake and they didn't mention Mashavruach Mer Dageshim by the Bracha of Tchisa Mesim, or the Bracha of Vesein, Talamat Lavracha by Birchas Hashanim, so we make him go back. But if it doesn't mention Havdalah b'chanadas, we don't make him go back because he has to anyways make it on the cup of wine. So why over here, if you didn't mention Havdalah by the first one, oh, it's as if you didn't make the proper Ma'ariv, and therefore then the second one that you did make Havdalah is the proper Ma'ariv, and therefore that's why you have to go again a third time to be the Tashlumen. But you see that it's not integral if you didn't say Havdalah. So the first one should be Ma'ariv, and then the second one could be the Tashlumen. So that's what the Gemara said, as the Gemara quotes, Kash, it's a difficulty. That's how he asked Tamer to wonder, Amai loy mashani, why didn't the Gemara answer that it's not a difficulty? Because you could say the Ma'iri that the Brice is talking about, Kaidim Shehashiri, before the Jewish people became wealthy, which refers to Damrin Lekamon. The Gemara tells later on, the Perkei Naimdin, on the Flamme Gimel with Alv, that Heshiri, when the Jewish people became wealthy, then it wasn't that they're only going to make Havdalah in the prayer. Kavu alakayis, then they made it also that a person should make Havdalah on a cup of wine, when they could afford wine. But that means to say, but before they were wealthy, before they established that there's an obligation to make Havdalah on a cup of wine, then the halacha was, if you didn't make Havdalah on Chenadas, that you do have to repeat it over. So then maybe say that the halacha that we were saying, that if you said the Havdalah in the second one, not the first one, that then it's not going to be valid, meaning say, yeah, you would have to do it over again, and if the second one becomes the first one, and the third one becomes the second one, what do you mean, you contradicted from a halacha that you said that you don't have to repeat it over? Well, it depends. The one that says you don't have to repeat it over is talking about because you can do it alakais. The one that says you do have to repeat it over, meaning the halacha that says that it's not valid the first one, only the second one is talking about before they did on the cup of wine. So you're not doing Havdalah anywhere else. Maybe there you would have to repeat it over again. So why is it kasha? So it's Tzitzit Yashem, what you could say is, because we don't find any Brisa, the Nishnas Bein Shtei Takanas, that was instituted, that was ever taught in that time period between the two Takanas, and therefore it's not logical to say that our halacha that was saying that you have to, if you made Havdalah by the second one, not the first one, that's not going to be valid. And that was the Gemara's question, why isn't it valid? You can do it alakais. It doesn't make sense to say, oh, that was by the time period when they didn't do it alakais, because we don't find any brises that were taught specifically at that time period, and therefore wouldn't be an appropriate answer. And therefore, the Gemara does not give that as an answer. Now, we continue with the Taisa de Bimaschel. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Yitzchak tikkun tefillas hamincha. Yitzchak instituted the afternoon prayer. Taisa comes to qualify, although we find that Avraham Avinu daven mincha, but that was after that Yitzchak had already instituted. Because the Gemara brought that Yitzchak instituted mincha, like it says, Yitzchak l'such basad l'fnei, and the Gemara says, Sicha refers to tefillah. So Taisa is bothered, but Avagav, although we have a Gemara in Yuman of Chav Chesma Beis that says, Lusad Avram, the prayer Avram Avinu had made, was Mechishachri costly, when the time when the eastern wall starts getting dark from the shadow, which that time is when the sun starts moving from the middle of the sky towards the west, which is in the seventh hour of the day. So that's already mincha time. So you see, Avraham Avinu daven mincha, how could you say Yitzchak instituted? Says Taisa Vishim, what you could say is, Hainu, that is Achar Shatikna Yitzchak. After his son Yitzchak instituted mincha, then his father Avraham Avinu at a later point in time daven mincha, but really it was Avraham only instituted Shachars and Yitzchak instituted mincha. Now we continue to the next Taisa, the Bimaschel. That Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Ve'in Sikhe La Tfila, which continues on this previous Taisa. How do we know he instituted mincha? Because it says that he went out l'suach basada, and sicha means prayer. Shnemek, it says a pasuk, and tell him tefillah la'ani kiyatov, the prayer for the poor person is when he wraps himself l'fneshem yishbech sicha, which Taisus comes to explain. Actually, where do we find that sicha is tefillah? Because the Gemara brought the Yitzchak instituted mincha, like it says v'yitzchak l'suach basada l'fneisarav, and sicha means tefillah, like it says tefillah on the kiyatov l'fneshem yishbech sicha. But Taisa asks, but Tema, it seems to be a wonder. Because the parakam of the Bayt Zohar in the first parakam of the Bayt Zohar, Dav Zayin and Mabez, Mechiach, the Gemara, they proves the inverted way. It says, the Sicha Zu Tefillah, how do you know Sicha means prayer? Mivayetze Yitzchak L'Suach Basada, from our Pasuk. Our Gemara says the opposite. Our Gemara says, oh, Sicha means Tefillah, how do you know? From the Pasuk, Tefillah on the Kiyatah, L'Fnei Hashem Yishpech Sicha. But the Gemara in the Bayt Zohar says the exact opposite. It knows it from our Pasuk. So as Taisi Hashem, what you could say is, the Kayetza by Matzina by Megillah, he says, yeah, you find such a thing, as the Gemara in Megillah in the first paragraph, the Gimel Menav says, Vayihi Oymenes Hadasa. The Pasuk in the Megillah says that he nurtured the Hadassah. Now, it says the Gemara, the Bein Hadassah El Tzadikim. What does the myrtles refer to? It means to the righteous. The Chsiv, how do we know? Because it says the Pasuk, that he, the divine presence, was between the myrtles. Obviously, that's amongst the righteous. Now, but Tosfos points out, but Perek Chelik in Sanhedrin of Tzadikim Lamed Aleph, who Oymel Hapach. The Gemara says the exact opposite. It says Hadassah referred to Tzadikim. How do you know that? But he Oymel Hadassah. So what Tais essentially is coming to say is that, yes, because each one comes to reflect on the other one, and each one's learning it from the other one, where one pasuk tells you tzaddikim are called hadassim. The other one teaches us that hadassim are called tzaddikim, but again, each one learns from the other one, therefore it's not a contradiction about where do we actually know that sicha means tefillah. Now, continuing the next Tais, the Remaskel, that Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, the Yaakov tikkun tefillas arvis. Yaakov instituted the Ma'ariv prayer, which Tais comes to qualify that Yaakov vinu actually davened Ma'ariv when there was still daytime, but after plaga mincha. The Gemara brought that Yaakov instituted Ma'ariv. How do we know? Because it says Vayifka b'mokam yolin sham. Pigiyah means prayer, like it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah. Va'ata al tisbal barazeh, ba'ad ha'omazeh, and ba'al tisa badim rina tefila ba'al tifka bi. So it says hispal and tifka, we means prayer. And by Yaakov, it says Vayifka b'mokam. So that means to say that he davened the Ma'ariv prayer. And that is Taisa asks us to take a second look, because the Amar b'per gid anasha. There's a Gemara in Perigid anasha chulin daf tzadik alaf amid beis that says Vayelach harano. Says the Yaakov went to Charan, which the story continues that Kimat l'Charan, when he reached Charan, he wanted to go back to Yerushalayim. Ami says, oi, after Shavarti b'makam achule, is it possible I passed the place that my fathers, that they prayed and I didn't? And therefore he went back. But one thing, says Taisa Zama, one thing we see is the Hasan Mukhe, from that Gemara it's obvious, this Baal Arvis B'yayim, that he didn't marry when it was still daytime. Me'acha Shespal Kvar, because in that narrative it's brought that he already davened in Yerushalayim, because he went back from Charan, he had Kvitz Aderech, whatever it is, but he went back to Yerushalayim. Now, after he davened with Avadai to Lamad, then he had intention to go back to Charan, which was the destination that he was going to love it. But in that, as the Medrash brings, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, this righteous person comes to my lodging place and he's going to leave without sleeping over. So therefore, as the Rashi brings over there in Chumash, so immediately the sun set for him. One thing we see, that after he davened his tefillah, which we're calling Ma'arib, only then did the sun set. So it says Taisus Vakashl Masnit in the Parak Kama. So that's difficult in the opening Mishnah of the first Parak, the Kama that says Shein Nizman Tefilat Seisakachavim, that the time of praying Ma'ariv is only when the stars come out at night, which the Hagoyis Habach writes. Although in our Mishnah that halacha was only said regarding the Zman Kriyishma of the evening, which that's after Tzizikacham, it doesn't mention anything about the Ma'ariv of prayer, but still says the Bach, since you have to be Sema Gul Litfili even by the Ma'ariv of prayer, so obviously you're going to be davening Ma'ariv after Tzizikachavim, which is after the Kriyishma, which only by Tzizikachavim. Yet here we see that the Ma'ariv of prayer of Yaakov was before the sun even set, for sure before the stars came out. So says Taisus Lafima Shiparashnu. So therefore, based on what we explained actually in the beginning of the Masechta and the Beis Hamidrash and Taisus Der Maskel Me'emasai, the Kaim Alon Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, the Mishnah obviously is not like this. The Mishnah holds has to be after Tzitzis Kechavim, but the Kaim Alon, our custom is we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amad that he says Ad Plaga Mincha, that the time of Mincha is up until the halfway point of Mincha, which meaning Nicha. Therefore, it's good because that means to say that the Ma'ariv actually starts after Plaga Mincha. And Yaakov Avinu davened his Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. And therefore, Taisha actually says, interestingly, B'yafa Minik Shalono. Therefore, our custom, the way Taisha brings elsewhere, is appropriate that they would daven Ma'ariv when it was still daytime, as long as it was after Plaga Mincha, because the Adarab, to the contrary, Toiv L'Spal Mebo'agim Ktas, actually is better to daven a little bit when it's still daytime, like Yaakov, you know, who he instituted Ma'ariv, which we just proved, he actually davened when it was still daytime, before the sun actually set. Now, we come in the next Taisha, the Rimaslel. Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara, Ad Plaga Mincha, till the halfway point of the time of Mincha. Taisus comes to qualify, where does Rabbi Yehuda get this idea that the timing of Mincha is up until Plaga Mincha? Because the Gemara brought a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, until when can you daven Mincha? Tanakam says Mincha is up until the evening time, because Tamid Shel Bein Abayim was up until the evening. Rabbi Yehuda held, no, the time is until Plaga Mincha, because the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim was sacrificed, according to him, until Plaga Mincha. So the Gemara asks, this Rabbi Yehuda says Plaga Mincha, does he mean Plag Mincha Kama Kama, which means regarding the halfway of the Mincha Gedoilo, which if one would go from 12:30 on the perfect day till 6, is up until 9.5 halachic hours? Or does it mean Plag Mincha Achreina, which means to say the half of Mincha Ketana, which would be 10.75 of an hour into the day? So the Gemara resolves and says Rabbi Huda is by Plag Mincha Achreina, with the way we understand Plag Mincha, by Mincha Ketana, which is half of the Mincha Ketana till the evening, which is 10.75 of an hour into the day. Now, Taisus asks Tema, it's a wonder, Menale, from where did Rabbi Yehuda get this idea that davening mincha is up until 10 and 3 quarter halachic hours into the day? As Tais explains this question, Bishlam, we could understand what was the first option, the Gemara, what we thought maybe he means plag mincha, ad teisha shoyse mechze, up until 9.5 halachic hours into the day. If you would hold plag mincha kama, as the Gemara calls it, which is half of the mincha gedayla, up until the evening. We could understand why he would say up until then you could have mincha, because that, he says, man, up until that time, have a tefillah za mincha. That was the prayer of mincha. Nicha, that would make sense, because the hainu mincha ketana. That is in what it's called halacha. That's actually the time of mincha ketana. And that would make sense, because it's actually the time when they used to sacrifice the tamid shel bein abayim in the base of mikdash. So it makes sense. That's when they used to do it. Oh, okay, up until then you could daven the prayer of mincha, which correlates to tamid shel bein abayim. Aval ha, but this timing that we're calling 10 and 3 quarter halachic hours into the day, which is plag mincha ketano, minole, where does Rabbi Yehuda get this idea? We don't find any carbon to have that qualification of that timing. Why would he say that's the time you could have mincha up until plag mincha ketana, half of the mincha ketana, which is from 3:30 up until that of 6 o'clock, which is going to be 10 and 3 quarters of the day of a halachic day? What's that timing correlating to? Says Tais V'Yashem, what you could say is, Rabbi Yehuda Sfirla, he holds it, yes, the tefillah, this prayer of mincha, is connected ketoiris teknua, was instituted correlating to the incense, which was sacrificed every single day after the tamid shel bein abayim, after the evening carbon tamid, because the chesed, the pasuk says in Tehillim, tikoin tefilasi, my prayer should be prepared ketoiris levanecha, as the incense in front of you, masas kape minchas arim. So the ketoiris was sacrificed every single day at that time, because the tamid shel bein abayim was before, like by the time of mincha ketana, and by the time they finished, the ketoiris was by plag mincha of 10 and 3 quarters of an hour. So this, the Gemara says, that the reasoning of Yehuda was because the tamid shel bein abayim was sacrificed until plag mincha. According to Tais, what that means to say is, it refers to the ketoiris, which was after the tamid shel bein abayim. Now, continuing the next Tais, the Rimasl, which the Gemara says, Yibayilhu, that the following question, Ad v'ad b'chlal v'chulu, when we say up until, does that mean including the timing that we say up until? Tais comes to qualify, why didn't the Gemara resolve the question from this, that we know that all the measurements of the sages we go stringently? That is, the Mishnah brought on Chavav Mad Aleph that the Tanakama held Shachris up until noon. Rabbi Yehuda held no, the timing is up until 4 halachic hours. So the Gemara asks, when Rabbi Yehuda says that it's up until 4 hours, that including the 4th hour, or is it without the 4th hour, only for the first 3 hours, which is ad v'loy ad b'chlal? So Taisa wonders, Tema, it's a wonder, the Amma Benidah, the Gemara says, Mesef does need the Perkarei, Kesem, Dapnun, Chesem, Abeis, Kol Shiur Chacham Lahachmer. Whenever there's a measurement of the sages, we go stringently. Chutz Mikagrish L'Ksamim, except, which refers to a blood stain on a woman's garment, where we say if it's less than that of a bean, a woman is Tahar, more than a bean, she's Tamei, and if it's the actual size of a bean itself, so since that's a doubt, that's going to be the one exception that even though we're going to go leniently, I'm going to say the woman's going to be Tahar. But everywhere else, we say stringently. So Alma says, Taisa, what we see is that ad v'loy ad b'chlal, so it should have been an obvious resolution that obviously we're saying, no, not to include the 4th hour, because we have to go stringently, and therefore we only allow you to say shachris for the first 3 hours in the morning, and not the 4th hour too, because we go stringently. So why was it a question? V'yashlema, what Taisa says, what you could say is, because no. Because i'amrinan ad v'ad b'chlal, even as we actually do rule, if we say that it includes the 4th hour of the day too, yes, but Gam Chorma, that also is a stringency. You can't say a stringency is only 3 hours, we let you, not 4 hours. Because to say it's the 4 hours is also a stringency, she'es ba'al, that you have to daven. And below him that we don't say, oh, obizmanda batal karbani, that you already passed the time, you already lost the opportunity of bringing your sacrifice. And that means to say, v'afilin, even if you didn't daven b'meizid deliberately, which there, once you didn't, so you lost the opportunity, here it's a stringency. We say that, no, in the 4th hour, you still have to. And again, therefore, we couldn't resolve it by saying, kosher chom l'hachmer, because each one has its own stringency. And therefore, even our discussion on adva ad b'chlal, which actually, as we rule, would still be halachic stringency. And therefore, the Gemara did not resolve it from that halachic dictum of Kol Shir Chachamim Lahachmer.